fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 7th of January. It is in 2019, year of the Lord, 2019. Preparative of the day, I encourage all of you to please consider to sign up and attend a gardening class. This is the time to do it. Spring planting is very near, be here in just about 3 months or so. So sign up for a gardening class and learn how to do it right. It'll dramatically decrease that learning curve. This is Firearms Monday. We talk about anything and everything to do with the gun culture, rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, training, and, of course, legislation. Got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this first hour we've been focusing on the bump stock, and ladies and gentlemen, it has nothing to do with the bump stock. It has absolutely everything to do with a semi-automatic firearm. I don't care if it is a pea shooter all the way up to a 50 BMG. That's what they're after with this, and it's beautiful. It's the absolute perfect wolf in sheep's clothing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to finish up what I'm talking about on the bump stock with a couple of statements here. First, this is the actual statement from the documentation, John, that the BATF is using. The term machine gun includes a bump stock style / type device, i.e., a device that allows a semi-automatic firearm to shoot more than one shot with a single pull of the trigger by harnessing the recoil energy of the semi-automatic firearm to which it is affixed so that the trigger resists and continuous firing without additional physical manipulation of the trigger by the shooter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that one sentence right there contradicts itself 4 times. 4 times it contradicts itself. But, John, I'd like to close out this part of it to what the director of BATF said 4 years ago when they were looking at the bump stock under Obama. Accordingly, we find that the bump stock is a firearm part and is not a regulated firearm under the Gun Control Act or the National Firearms Act. That was their position. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I've just explained to you their new position. It's a gun confiscation bill, John. And it was everything about it, ladies and gentlemen, it was passed illegally. I'm working on getting a bunch of information together to get up on the website. It's just getting it to flow in a coherent manner is a hard part for me right now. But I plan on putting it back in my forum section on the webpage, ladies and gentlemen, so that it is open to a comment from everyone. And the more people that we have discussing this, the better educated we become and the better we are to express our desires, our feelings, our facts, more importantly, to everyone else. So please, just we've got to stay on top of this. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try to keep a update each show as best I can on where it's going, how it's going, and what's going on. Another thing, New Mexico, our new luscious and mentally depraved Democratic governor, is running full forward. They've already got the bill written. It's House Bill 44 in New Mexico that will effectively kill gun shows or private sales of firearms with the enhanced background check. And I've already, as well as the bump stock thing on local level, we've been rallying troops and getting things together because this, ladies and gentlemen, will go through legislation. The reason I bring it up is what other states that our listeners live in, John, have similar action that is about to start taking place or start being formulated, if you will, in your state that you're not aware of yet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, John mentioned your local Second Amendment group. In New Mexico, those are few and far between, mainly because towns are few and far between, and trying to get five individuals to agree that green is green in New Mexico is just as difficult as it is anywhere else. The fact of the matter is this. When I look at a piece of grass and I say it's green, I'm making a general statement about the general color. The other four people are going to argue if it's light green, dark green, has more yellow in it, or whatever. That is how the Democrats, that's how the left, ladies and gentlemen, defeat us. We sit there and we're protecting our gun rights. That's the blade of grass. Here it is. Second Amendment shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. That covers everything, ladies and gentlemen. Every aspect of the firearms community. And I don't care if you're a handgun, air rifle, shotgunner, target shooter. I don't care. Those are the different shades of the grass. Those are the ones with more yellow. Those are the ones that's a light green. Those are the ones that it's a dark green. We don't really have to focus on that, but we have to have all the blades of grass together to sit there and fight what's coming. Now, in New Mexico, with this extended background check that they want to do, it's all the nightmares that you've seen. I'm going to be getting a copy of that posted up on our webpage so people can read it. But what you need to look at is the wording so that you can search your states, Congress, Senate, whatever, and find out if there are bills like this in the works in your state. They're also, of course, going after the trappers again this year, all the loonies are out in full force in New Mexico, John, because we have had a leftist Congress for years, but now we've got a truly leftist Michelle Lujan Grisham in there as governor. And our hands are going to be full this year. And the reason I say this year is we need to set the precedent to this lady. You may walk in there thinking you're going to do this, and it's easy peasy. But the fact of the matter is we're going to tear down your dollhouse every step of the way that we can on every item, on every subject.
And Jimmy, hold that thought. We got a caller on hold here. We got yes, Dan sir. In Missouri. Morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I feel a little guilty calling in. I'm not on topic. Is that all right?
Sure, go
no,
ahead.
No, I know exactly where you're going, sir, and just have right at it.
Well, I don't know if you do or not, but this is kind of a real basic question that I've always wondered about, and I've never really had anybody that I thought, well, that was a gunsmith type person, and you are a gunsmith. Is that correct, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
For the most part, okay.
Because of the type of firearm as an armorer.
Okay.
Yes, gunsmith.
The question has to do with the way a gun and is manufactured, possibly, and the way a scope, if you have a scope on it, is mounted. I understand that if the gun barrel, and correct me anywhere that I drift off of where I should be, if a gun was mounted on a bench, dead level with the world, and you fired a round, that bullet will start dropping virtually the minute it leaves the barrel. Is that not correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, yes.
So if you mount a scope on top of that gun, and maybe the center of the scope, the crosshair intersection, is an inch to an inch and a half. I don't think you could get as close as an inch. Anyway, an inch and a half above the center of the barrel. How do you get the crosshairs or the bullet to cross the line of the crosshairs? Is the barrel slightly angled up? Is the scope mount?
Yes, sir.
Is it because the scope mounting position allows the scope to look down slightly so that, you know what I'm asking?
Exactly. Yes, sir. You've got it perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, question asked and answered. The scope, when you mount it on the rifle, and this is actually built into the scope design.
Is it into the scope design, or is it into where the scope mounts on the rifle?
No. It's on the scope design itself, because there are, oh my goodness, there's as many different shooters as there are. There are practically that many different scope mounts, different heights.
Height
of it is going to change this. The way the scope is mounted fore aft. Slightly off to one side or the other, slightly canted because of the way you hold the gun. All of those factors and everything are variables. So the only thing that the scope manufacturer has that's a constant is the scope that they're manufacturing. So every scope has roughly 10 to 20 MOA of down angle built into it on the inside. So that you're elevating the muzzle. That's why we call it come-ups. Whenever you're dialed in at 100 yards and you're shooting a 500-yard target, you're going to hold over the target a certain amount to allow the bullet to drop into the target. We call that come-ups. Well, the come-ups are already built into the scope, because in mounting the scope on the rifle to initially sight it in, the muzzle of the rifle is elevated.
It's tilted up very slightly, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's not done in degrees or anything like that. The term they use is actually minute of angle. And so you're absolutely correct in your thought. You had it down. You just needed some reassurance in what you were thinking.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was just trying to think in my mind, because the little tube inside the scope where the crosshairs are mounted, that can only go vertically up and down and then horizontally right and left. It doesn't actually
exactly
tilt and look down, does it?
The way the screws, the scope, the sight in adjustments, your turrets, thank you, there you are. Your turrets are a button on the inside that actually moves that internal tube in relation to the external tube. And
right.
It will push it left, and it's got a spring behind it so that when you want to move it right, as you're screwing the screw away from it, the spring is pushing the tube and it moves over. The quality of the optics depends on how that internal component is built and how it is mounted. And the best way to describe it, the actual internal mount is called a gimbal.
And correct.
That gimbal mount allows the internal tube to be moved in relation to the external. Long-range shooters will typically will put a scope base on that gives us an additional 20 minutes of angle down angle. We carry a couple of scope bases that are actually adjustable. We can raise one, lower the other, and still keep the scope clamped and everything and dial in as many minutes of angle, down angle that we want into the mounting system, and then still have the internal the internal adjustments, thank you, to work with. And you had it perfectly correct. Yes, sir.
So the two scope mounts, they're built identical. The front one's identical to the back one as far as the distance down to where they mount on the rifle?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the height of those rings, range is the old term, mounts is the new term, so they're interchangeable.
Okay.
The height of those will run anywhere. I think the lowest I've ever seen is 3/4 of an inch, and that was for a very, very slim scope. And they go as some of the scopes, simply because they're 30-millimeter and 50-millimeter objective lens and all this other stuff that some people out there may not understand what I'm talking about, basically bigger diameter, you have to raise the scope further. And on
sure.
A couple of my extreme long-range rifles, that scope is 3.117 inches above the center line of the bore. And that's simply because of this, and it's regulated by the size of the scope.
Okay, so, well, that helped clear that up. So one other term that I would like you to just run by me. There's a term called mid-range trajectory. That's the.
Yes, sir.
Is that the height that the bullet travels above the line of sight between the two points where it crosses the line of sight?
Exactly. You've got it.
I was pretty sure that was right. Well, I had a discussion with a friend of mine about all of this, and I thought I was leading him right, but I wasn't sure, and that's why I wanted you to reconfirm all that.
Yes, sir. You've got it down, Pat. Your friend has got an excellent educator.
Because what
you. And
what we were what we were talking about was this. Let's say you sight in a fairly flat shooting rifle like a 243 Winchester or something, and you sight it in to be absolutely dead on at 100 yards. And then you're wanting to make a pinpoint shot, let's say the head of a ground squirrel or a chipmunk or something. Not a chipmunk. I think those are protected. Anyway, the prairie dog.
Rodent.
And rodent. So out at 200 yards, you're wanting to make a headshot. Well, the reality is that bullet's going to strike above the crosshairs, right, at 200 yards? Because it's close to the mid-range.
Hold that thought, gentlemen. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of January, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. These are some interesting questions, very pertinent to anyone interested in precision marksmanship. A beginning
we're
point.
We're putting meat on the table.
Yes. A beginning point would be to sign up for an Appleseed training course, wouldn't it, there, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. Dan, I don't know if you've looked into those in that area where you live, but we'll cover that here in a moment very well. Now, you were saying that your zero that you had on your rifle, your 243, was at 100 yards, and your prairie dog is at 200 yards, correct, sir?
Approximately, yeah. We're all,
okay.
Well, if you've got the ballistic table there in front of you for that?
No, but... I can run it through for you real quick.
Well, I guess my question would be, what would be the approximate next point that the bullet would cross the line of sight if it was sighted dead on at 100? I know there's a lot of different loads, but just ballpark it.
Right. That is your crossing point. The first crossing point in your line of sight is going to be between 20 and 30 yards. And the muzzle is only going to be elevated slightly, going back to what we were discussing earlier. So your time of flight and the mid-range height on that bullet with a 100-yard zero is going to be about an inch and a half high at somewhere probably around 60, between 55 and 65 yards is going to be the high point of the arc, but it's only going to be maybe an inch, inch and a half high.
Okay.
Then it's going to be dead on again at 100. So if you're looking at your prairie dog at 200 yards and you want to go for a headshot, then you would take and aim high. Kentucky Windage basically put the crosshairs on the top of his ears to drop the bullet right into the center of his head.
Gotcha. I was assuming that first crossing point would maybe, could you set that up so it would be at 100 yards? Or is there still too much arc in the bullet drop?
There would be, in fact, that would be actually be worse because the drops would be much greater.
I see.
Distance. So what you're doing is, there's a term, ladies and gentlemen, battlefield zero or point blank zero. They're both the same. What that is, if you take a, and I typically use a 10-inch circle, 5-inch radius, you want your bullet to be inside of that 5 inches high, 5 inches low, from the muzzle to your sight end point. And by velocity, temperature, all the other variables and everything to calculate this, you adjust your zero. It's going to be an odd number. It's never going to be 300 yards. It's going to be 268 yards. It's going to be 311 yards. It's going to be 327 yards. But what that is a mathematical calculation that in the flight of the bullet from the muzzle to that point, the bullet is never more than 5 inches above line of sight, above line of sight, or 5 inches below line of sight. So your actual zero is going to be 268 yards. We'll go back to that one. And at 400 yards, let's say that's your terminal, your effective range with this calculation, the bullet is going to be 5 inches low. At 98 yards, the bullet is going to be 5 inches high. So you're going to be in this window. And the reason for that is in either combat or deer hunting, anything like that, to where you've got to make a rapid get on target, pull the trigger shot. Otherwise, everybody goes hungry for 2 weeks. By holding center mass on that deer, no matter where that deer is, from the muzzle to whatever your battle zero is, it's going to be a hit.
That wouldn't sense? Be what you would call precision, but it would be meat on the table shooting, right?
Exactly. It is making the most effective use of the combination of optics, shooter, and gun. Now, what you want to think of is, if hopefully everybody still got their pen and paper. Juliet Bravo Mike, JBM, ballistics. If you will do a Google search on that, they have got one of the simplest ballistics calculators there is. And it's incredibly, incredibly accurate. The more information that you can put into that ballistics calculator, temperature, altitude, barometric pressure, etc., the more accurate it's going to be. And
hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We got our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
is a little song.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise and just...
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
On Monday, it is Monday, the end of the first week of the year. How about that? My new website, it is all new. If you haven't seen it the last 10 days, well, you haven't seen it. Actually, the last 24 hours, we got new things up and running already at my website at thelibertyman.com. Whereas, as of this month, we're starting our third year of locating images of continents with new coastlines on movies and TV shows going back to the 1950s. If you are watching a movie or a television show, such as NCIS, it's interesting to see the director's office where they got a map of North America. Got a gold frame, got its own light on it. And guess what? There's no Florida and no Baja California. If you find an image, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Also, my website, think about this. If you've got issues with pain, arthritis pain, chances are you probably know 8 or 10 or more people that have arthritis pain. Tell them to get an energy cleaner. If you've got arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285, shipping included, American zip codes. Mattress pads go with it. I just got an order this morning. A gentleman, he tried out the energy cleaner with the screen wire pad for a couple of weeks. He's sold. Now he's going to go ahead and do what most people do at the get-go. They get a mattress pad with the energy cleaner, like the one I'm sending to Australia in a day or two. $285 shipping included for the energy cleaner. I have a 90-day money-back guarantee, so that takes a bit of the edge off whether it will work or not for you. Right there at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, you send me a check or a money order, My address is right there. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling. His website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Gentlemen, before we get back to this marksmanship class, Jimmy, I want you to tell people what a OOPS kit is and how you can customize one for their particular rifle, shotgun, or pistol, if you would please, sir.
All right, sir. Common OOPS kit. By the way, my young lady friend out there that we've been talking about, the left-handed flintlock and everything, too, I've got all of your OOPS kit parts together. We just need to decide which one you want. And drop me a new email, please. We had a slight computer crash over the holidays that we're still trying to get fixed, and we lost a lot of emails that hopefully we will be able to recover. OOPS kit, ladies and gentlemen, is the common components that either wear out, break, or go sprawling across the room into the carpet when you're cleaning your gun. Typically, and they really came into prominence because of the AR platform, the smallest OOPS kit, which will fit in a Ziploc baggie the size of your thumb, will contain detent pins and springs and items that, like I said, disappear when you're cleaning your gun, or maybe you have a malfunction and you've got to tear it down to fix it. A common problem on ARs is a primer blowing out of the cartridge and getting lodged down in the trigger mechanism. Sometimes it's real easy to fix. Other times you have to disassemble the lower. But the basic kit will have just those components. Now, on a lever gun or a revolver, things like that, your one component that you're going to have is going to be your firing pin and your firing pin spring on almost all of those. And those, ladies and gentlemen, it is far easier for you to go to a local gun shop with a gunsmith and ask him, okay, this is my Ruger. Let's say you walk in there with two guns. This is my Ruger Blackhawk and 357 Magnum revolver, and this is my Ruger 1022. What are the most common parts that break or get lost on either one of these guns? And your gunsmith will be able to explain to you, well, on the revolver, it's firing pin retainer screw, it's the transfer bar getting bent or whatever. And on the 1022, it's going to be this, this, or this. And by making a list of those and getting those parts on order and keep them with the gun, ladies and gentlemen, we'll discuss different ways of storing them later. But the thing is, when that does happen, you have got the means to repair it and get it back online, because a rifle that doesn't function is known as a club. And clubs are the last thing I want to have as a defensive weapon going up against a bear, wild coyote, anything like that, ladies and gentlemen, or a home intruder. So the basic kit will have that, and then for the AR platforms, we offer kits that go all the way up to having a spare bolt and firing pin and trigger springs and everything like that. It's basically a build kit over just an OOPS kit. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, you need to have these for your firearms. If you've got any questions on them, how to build one up, or if you want to look at what we offer and everything else, go to DesertEagleShooters.com. The top of it, the contacts about us page, and you can email me direct, you can text me direct, however you need to do it. And if we can't help you, we'll find someone that can, and in several cases, we'll recommend that you talk to a local shop. If you don't have one, then we'll go that route. The reason I say that, John, is by going through us on some of the, like the Glock parts and things like that and everything else, the postage winds up being far more than the components do. Because, like on the Glock semi-automatics, an OOPS kit for that is a firing pin and firing pin spring. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. You have a spare firing pin and a spare firing pin spring. You go down to your local gun shop. You explain to them that's what it is. They go through their sources, find you one, and you've got your OOPS kit for your Glock whatever. AR is slightly more complex. But that's the aspect on that. Now, getting back to the scope question that we were discussing with Dan and everything, Juliet Bravo Mike, JBM Ballistics. If you do a Google search on that, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to come up with a ballistics program, and you're going to put in the type of bullet by weight, and you're going to put in the caliber of the gun, you're going to put in velocity. Now, you may not have this information from a chronograph or anything like that, but you can go, say you're shooting Federal 308 soft point bullets. Go to the Federal webpage, look up that bullet, and they will give you a basic velocity. And you can use that velocity in that program, and it will give you a very close ballistics table. And that will sit there and allow you to adjust your scope accordingly. Because, Dan, in running JBM Ballistics, you're going to come down, and once it does the calculations about, well, just before it actually starts with the drops and everything on it, there's going to be a section in there, and it will say, oh, darn it, my brain just quit.
Welcome to my world.
The maximum, yeah, it's going to be the maximum distance to be in this window. And you can change that figure in there, Dan. From 5-inch radius, which is the default, you can change it to 6 or 3 or 2 or 18 or whatever you want. And it will recalculate everything for that new battle site zero. And you're going to look at this, and it's going to say a point-blank range. That's what I was looking for. That's the way they list it. Maximum point-blank range, and then it will say point-blank range zero. And to be in that 5-inch radius window, your maximum point-blank range is 378 yards, and your point-blank zero is going to be 299. Does that make sense?
Sure, sure. You know, Jimmy, when I was a kid, I got me a Sheridan air rifle, 5mm.
Oh, yeah.
And I was waging war on starlings just south of St. Louis. And if I would have understood this, I mean, the air rifle was accurate enough, but I didn't understand what was going on out there with the trajectory. And I probably shot over the majority of birds that I missed after a certain distance, because I always thought, oh, it's farther away, I got to shoot higher. And that's not necessarily true, as I find out.
Exactly.
And I kind of had this halfway figured out in my shade tree mechanic ability, but you've improved on that much. I really appreciate your time going through that.
Oh, that's why we're here. That's why we're here, Dan. And believe it or not, you already had it figured out. All you need.
Well, I thought I did, but I didn't have it confirmed, okay?
Right. All we did was we confirmed it and gave you a nudge into the, okay, let's pin this down and keep it right here. Trust your inner instincts. And, again, coming up, confirming it through us or anybody else, and now you've got that confidence factor. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear me say this quite often. Dan is just now taking another step to being a far better marksman than he was 2 hours ago, because he's building his confidence factor. My dad always told me, he says, beware the man that owns only one rifle. Because he does know how to shoot it. And by gaining that confidence, ladies and gentlemen, in your favorite hunting rifle, in your favorite handgun, that confidence factor does far more than anything else. And I mean this seriously, John. That confidence does more than any training you've ever had, no matter how many rounds you put down range, no matter how many hundreds of thousands of dry fire clicks that you have gone through. None of those are as important as confidence. And if you have that confidence in that little 22 rifle, you grab it and you're headed out the door and you get out there and sure enough, you've got a badger in the chicken coop and it's got your prize rooster by the leg so that if you get the badger, the rooster's still going to survive. But the thing is, you've got a little bitty two-inch hole to shoot and get that badger right in the face. And if you miss one way, you're going to kill your rooster. If you miss the other way, the bullet's going to go through the side of the chicken house, and you don't know how many hens are in there. But by grabbing that 122 that you have put so much time into and everything else, and you draw it up, there is not a moment's hesitation because you're confident in that gun. And you hold those open sights right there on this little top notch, and you pull the trigger, and the rooster runs off, and the badger becomes a new pair of gloves.
Or shaving brush.
Dan is, oh yeah, I still make those out of antlers. But ladies and gentlemen, Dan is done what everybody needs to do, including myself on a regular basis. If I'm unsure about something or if my brain's foggy on something, I call one of my friends that is very knowledgeable and bounce it off of them, make sure I've got everything straight, and then I can go back to what I'm doing.
Yep.
So DesertEagleShooters.com is the webpage.
Thank you again, guys. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks for calling,
Dan. Don't hesitate to call if you come up with another one.
All right. I'm listening all the time. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. But you gain that confidence, ladies and gentlemen, and John was talking earlier about the Appleseed. We've got about 10 minutes before the show's over today. This year, ladies and gentlemen, for a resolution, why not make a resolution to take your family to an Appleseed? If you go to www.appleseedinfo.org and put in your state and look and see what's available, because they'll list the shoots and everything in many months down the road, so you can plan ahead. But look at that, and Appleseed still runs special rates and everything for veterans and law enforcement. Here in New Mexico, as a basically local park, if you're a politician, if you're an elected official, is the way we actually put it, then you get to attend an Appleseed for free. Still have to have your guns, still have to have your ammo and all your safety gear, but you get to attend for free. And that is fun when you have a politician that has not shot a gun in years, decades in some cases, get them out on the range, and you start working with them. And it's amazing. They realize just how vulnerable they are. And just because they're an elected official, they don't know everything. But ladies and gentlemen, 22 ammunition is back down to where it's affordable again. Not as greatly affordable as it was several years ago. But it's back down to where you can pick up a brick of 500,000 rounds. And when you go to an Appleseed, ladies and gentlemen, I highly recommend, do not go in there with less than 500 rounds, because you're going to be putting round after round downrange for the qualification test. Each one of those is going to be 40 rounds. in your practice, your dial-in, your developing your shooting skills, your developing your steady hold factors, everything is going to take ammunition. And the last thing you want to do is to sit there and gone through every piece of setup and torque and alignment and everything with the Appleseed instructors, and you've got that gun shooting just absolutely perfect. And you go into your box and you pull out your last five rounds of CCI Mini Mag, which is what you've been shooting all day long. And one of the instructors, well, I've got some Federal over here, or another one, I've got some...
Hold that thought.
Whatever.
You mean we got a break? Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart...
Monday, the 7th of January. Visiting with Jimmy Jensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, at website DesertEagleShooters.com. Well, Jimmy, it's been a quick 2 hours. We're down to about the last 3 minutes here, sir.
Yes, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, let's start the new year off and make it our resolution that every time that we go to the range, that we improve our skills. And we'll, through this year and everything, we're going to come up with ideas, and we're going to be bouncing things off of you, different ways to train. If there is a subject that you would like us to cover, Dan called in and we went over scopes. If there is a subject you want to cover, or you would like to see us cover in the future, or maybe a regular basis, go to DesertEagleShooters.com, drop us an email or text, and tell us what you're looking for. Tell us what you'd like us to do. And it doesn't just have to be firearms. It can be air guns. It can be archery. It can be anything. It can, whatever it is that you could put meat on the table and feed your family, we'll cover it. Up to and including probably throwing knives and atlatls, but we'll look at those in the future. And ladies and gentlemen, we're here for you. And we have to become activists this year. I will update next week on what we found out and where things are going with lawsuits, new litigation that's running, new laws that they're trying to enact. That's where we're at. That's what we do. That's why we're here. So any information that you have on new regulation, laws, statutes, or anything in your region, let us know about it. The more information that we can get out there, the more that we can get help on different states and different municipalities and everything. The reason I say that is, don't forget, every town has got alumni. I mean, somebody may be listening to this show that lived in, Crooked Creek, Tennessee, and Crooked Creek is going to put in a gun ban on this or that or something else. Well, they may live in Reno, Nevada, but they're from Crooked Creek, so they're going to sit there and get on the bandwagon, ladies and gentlemen. That's the only way we can do this, is work together, and all of us have one common goal. And our phrase for the year, John, is shall not be infringed. Remember that. That's the most important concept of the Second Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot allow anybody to infringe on our rights to protect ourselves, our family, our friends, our livestock, whatever. So,
all right.
We'll see everybody next Monday,
Josh. Words to live by. Words to live by. Jimmy, thank you, sir. Have you back next Monday. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.